I want to start right in the book of Nehemiah tonight. Chapter 2, verse 11 in the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah is starting his inspection of the walls. And I believe that tonight we're going to look at this with a inspection of the spiritual walls in our lives. Nehemiah went out at night alone. Only God can show us those areas in our lives. So let's just pray and ask the Lord to show us. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you give us access into the throne room. Lord, and in the throne room of grace, where your grace abounds, where there's mercy for us, we come boldly, not because of ourselves, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ has made a way for us to come boldly into the throne room of grace. And we ask, Lord, for you to show us, give us eyes to see tonight in the spirit, Lord. Walk us around, God, the walls of our spiritual life. Shine a light, Holy Spirit, that only you can shine on those areas that have been broken down, where there's rubble around, where the enemy thinks he has access into our minds, into our hearts, into our emotions, so that you, Lord God, in your sovereignty, in your power, can rebuild in a moment's time, Lord God, when we acknowledge and yield to you. So we yield to you, Lord God, and we thank you that you came to bind up the broken areas of our life, to rebuild, to restore, to renew, to repair. Lord, and I ask tonight that you do a new thing. Lord, you're doing a new thing tonight in someone's life. A new thing is taking place. A new thing, Lord God. A new thing, we ask. Your word says, behold, I will do a new thing. So I'm asking tonight that you do a new thing. Lord, where there was fear, so terrorizing, Lord God, and anxiety that caused physical ailment. I don't know who that's for tonight. Lord God, I ask right now that you do a new thing. A new mindset takes place in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you right now. Where there has been abandonment and rejection, Lord Jesus, that you come and fill that space, Lord God. Thank you for your acceptance tonight. Lord, your word says we are accepted in the beloved. A mindset of rejection has no place, of abandonment has no place. We're secure in you. You are our security, Lord God. Do a new thing, Lord. Lord, you know what your children need tonight. A new thing. Maybe security has never even been there. I thank you, Lord, for an awareness of you, Lord God, right now in that soul. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So let's just read in Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 11 through 13. I went to Jerusalem, and after staying there 3 days, I set out during the night with a few others. I had not told anyone what my God had put in my heart to do for Jerusalem. There were no mounts with me except the one I was riding. By night, I went through the valley gate toward the jackal well and the dung gate, examining the walls of Jerusalem, which had been broken down, and its gates, which had been destroyed by fire. So let's just talk a minute about why walls are so important. The walls of the city of Jerusalem, where the walls were, and as we read or invite you to go through the book of Nehemiah on your own and read through the names. The areas of the wall were named. The gates were named. The towers were named. There were specific places because there were specific parts of life that would take place at the gates, at those areas of the wall, on the towers. So for many years, the temple had been rebuilt, but the walls had not been rebuilt. The enemy wanted to keep God's people in a mindset of you've been destroyed, you've been overrun, you're living in ruin. Church, that's not where we belong. Amen? Let's look at this in our spiritual walk. That's not where we belong. We're the children of God. We are called to thrive, not just to survive. Amen? So how do we do that? How do we thrive when there's an area of our life where we've allowed the enemy to just come in and out when he pleases? We put the wall back up. Men, we put the wall back up. We allow the Lord to rebuild that wall. Walls give protection from the outside, from the enemy. Walls protect from all kinds of destruction. Without the walls, people of God were vulnerable to attack. No sense of safety or security if there's no wall. You know you're exposed. You know the enemy has access, right? You know you're vulnerable. As we're hearing this tonight, is there an area in your life that the Lord is showing you this is a vulnerability? You've allowed yourself to be vulnerable. Maybe it's an area of distrust where you're no longer trusting in God because of what someone else has done. I think there's times in our lives where the sins of others have affected our lives and our homes and our family. I believe tonight as we were in worship, I felt that come into my spirit, that there's someone here tonight that, you know, you've been living your life by the word of God to the best of your ability, but someone else's sin has caused a disruption in your boundary lines. And tonight, I believe that the Lord wants to heal you and restore you and allow forgiveness to come to your heart and a new strengthening. You know, when a family goes through trial and turmoil, we kind of feel weak at times. Or if you've been dealing with a sickness in your life, you know, long-term sickness will cause a weakness to you mentally, physically, spiritually. You get drained. I believe tonight there's a strengthening coming. See, those are areas in our spiritual wall that the enemy now feels like there's a breach and he can come through. When we feel tired, when we feel weak, we are more vulnerable to the thoughts of the enemy, right? We kind of allow the lies to kind of just sit and then waft in and then stay and settle. And we're not answering those lies with the word. It's time to get strengthened. There's areas in our wall that's weak. Maybe there's not a ruin. Maybe there's not a full exposure. But I believe tonight that the Holy Spirit's going to show you there's an area here that's been weakened. Let's strengthen that up in the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen? Amen. There's no sense of safety or security without walls. Without the gates, there was no order of life. In the Old Testament, as we read through the story here, those gates were where the marketplace was. That's where their revenue came in and out. So now there's no order of life. There's no prosperity. Without the gates, there's no governing. That's where the government sat. That's where people went to get advice. That's where people went to get married. So now there's no order of life. This is not life. Maybe there's someone here tonight or listening that feels like they aren't doing life well. That they're just surviving, they're just getting through the day. One day just goes into the next day. There's no prosperity, there's no growth, there's no movement, there's a stagnancy. That's what was taking place here, year after year after year. They were just reminded of the ruin with no opportunity yet to bring renewing. Tonight, there's an opportunity to bring renewing in our minds, in our mindset, in our soul. The towers, they were a place for the watchmen. We need to be watchmen of our hearts, of our minds, of our thoughts. As parents, we need to be watchmen over our households. If there's no tower, if our walls are in rubbles and our gates aren't held up strong, there's no towers. Now we're not watching over our families. Now we're vulnerable. Now it's not just us. When we go through a rebuilding process in our own life, it's not just about us. You know, so many times we think, well, does it matter what I'm thinking? Does it matter what my mindset is? Does it matter if I've had devotions? Does it matter if I've had prayer? Does it matter if I'm harboring unforgiveness? Yes, it does. Every one of us is connected to someone, and our life will affect their well-being. So to me, it's worth the work. It's worth the work, church. Because even if you don't have people in your home, under your roof, you're connected to someone. And when we are suffering, when we're hurting and we're carrying that around, we don't have what they need. It's not always about us. We talked about that weeks ago about having compassion for someone else. I want to be well so that the person next to me can be well. I want to be strong so that I can come up and strengthen someone else. So to me, it's worth the work because we have a tower we need to sit on and be a watchman. So without any walls, there's no security. There's no protection. There's no boundaries. Without the gates, there's no order. Without the towers, there's no place to be a watchman over. That's why we need to rebuild. The wall is a mark of distinction. Rebuilding our spiritual walls represents to us security and protection. There's a spiritual separation. There's things we will not allow or should not allow within the walls of our spiritual life. Without those walls, we don't know where the boundaries are. It's time to set some boundaries in the spirit. It's time to set boundaries on what we're allowing and not allowing in our homes, on our news feeds, on our social media. We got to set some boundaries. We can't set boundaries if we don't have our spiritual walls in place. Amen. It's time to set some boundaries in our thinking, in our mindset. Rebuilding spiritual walls represents to us deliverance and salvation. Reminds us who we are. We are God's children. We belong in his kingdom. He reigns as king in our life. Allow the spiritual walls to be shored up tonight. That security and that knowledge that we belong to Jesus. Knowing that we belong to Jesus and we are part of his kingdom should affect every area of our life. Every area. If we declare every day, Jesus, you reign, that should set into order our thinking. That should set into order our actions. That should set into order our behavior. Jesus, you rule and reign here. Jesus, you're King of Kings here. That should remind our physical symptoms to bow to the name of Jesus. You have pain in your body, a long-term illness. We can declare our bodies are under the rule and reign of Jesus Christ. Amen? Rebuilding of spiritual walls represents to us watchfulness and diligence. Time to be diligent in the spirit. Reminds us of God's daily presence in these walls. God's presence is here. This is where God's presence is. If there's a breach and I'm vulnerable or I'm stepping over the line, I'm stepping out of God's presence. Remember, God does not leave us. He does not move, but we can step out of God's presence if we choose through the spiritual walls in our life. So tonight, as the word goes out, what's the Holy Spirit speaking to you? This devastation, this oppression of these walls kept the people of God from living healthy lives filled with the abundance that God had designated for them. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. If there's an area in our life, you might say, well, how do I even check the spiritual walls? If there's an area in your life that you are saying, this is not life and life more abundantly, I would say that would be the first place to start. If there's an area where you feel like relationally is not life and life more abundantly, check why. Check why. If it's an area that's not life and life more abundantly, and maybe it's your finances, check why. Are we not tithing? Are we not giving? Are we misspending? These are the things that the Lord wants to renew in our life and rebuild and reestablish the right thinking about so that we can be thriving, not surviving every day. We should be pace setters out in the world because we're kingdom livers. We're looking around at the aftermath and the rubble and not wanting to rebuild. Destruction, devastation, and then we start to identify with that. And it becomes just a place in our life. It becomes a place in our life that we know of. We know. If we know that there's an area that's been broken, we know. We hang a memorial sign and we say, yes, that area of my life has been broken. Sometimes we wear it as a badge of honor. Or we think that nobody else knows. Oh, people know. And the enemy knows. And now your brokenness is a way in. Your brokenness is now a way in to ungodly relationships, ungodly alliances because you've been broken and you don't know how to be healthy. This brokenness here just gave full access to the enemy unless we say, Holy Spirit, heal my broken heart. Maybe the memorial you're carrying around is sickness because sickness we carry in our bodies, we know. We know when we're in pain. We know when we're suffering. And sickness will allow an opening to the enemy to rob us of our faith in God and our trust in God. I've been healed. I've been delivered. I've been set free. The Lord has healed my emotions, delivered me from generational curses. And I know what it's like to battle in my body. And this will try to rob your faith and trust in God. I've had those conversations with the Lord. Lord, your word has worked in every area of my life. Why this? Why this, Lord? Maybe for you, it's been something else. Maybe for you, it is the addiction. Maybe for you, it is the generational curse. Maybe for you, it is the emotional brokenness. I know that in the areas in our life that we don't address in the spirit will be an open door to the enemy if we allow it. How about shame? You know, we think that shame can be hidden and it can't, because I believe that shame wants to rob us of our courage in the Lord. We feel shameful. We feel embarrassed. I can remember the first time I was embarrassed as a little girl. Does anybody have those moments? So the first time you're embarrassed and you feel ashamed of something that you didn't know was wrong. Shame wants to rob us of our boldness in the spirit and our tenacity in the spirit. Shame wants to steal our courage. This is why we need to rebuild, because we need to walk in courage. We need to walk in boldness. We need to have that assurance of the word of God coming forth out of our mouth. Amen? No more shame, church. Jesus took shame so that we don't have to walk around with shame. Grief. Grief can come in so many ways. Grief wants to keep us broken and sad and feeling the loss and the lack. Grief is a process that can be rebuilt in the Lord, that we don't let the enemy just come in and out whenever he wants. It's time to stop the enemy from having full access to our emotions, to our heart, to our thinking. Grief will cause us to be fearful, I believe. We make memorials out of rejection. Rejection can come in so many ways, church. Let's ask the Lord. Lord, is there an area I'm making a memorial in my heart, my mind? Rejection will keep others from you. Rejection will put up such walls. And we're not talking about the walls of safety. We're talking about strongholds. We're talking about keeping people distant. And we're going to read next week about working next to one another. And the repetition, I want to encourage you to read chapter 3, where it talks about, and he worked next to him and next to him, and then they worked next to them. Rejection is going to keep us from fulfilling the will of God in our life and in the church, because rejection keeps distance. You can't work next to somebody if you're battling rejection and you want to keep everybody at a distance, church. This is why we have to be whole. This is why it's time to rebuild in Jesus. Only you know your area of brokenness. Only you know the area of maybe weakness. And maybe it's not something that's been done to you. Maybe it's something the Lord's dealing with. You know, in Proverbs, it says, a man without self-control is like a city without walls. Maybe it's a lack of self-control in your life right now that's allowing the enemy in and out. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's pride. I don't know what your spiritual wall looks like. I only know how the Lord speaks to me and shows me when we take this walk and examine the wall, him and I. And it's not just something you do once. You know, preventative maintenance is something we do often. The Lord has healed me and restored those broken areas, those very large gaps that were very noticeable, because the really big ones are. It's those area of weakness where maybe the water is leaking through that only him and I know. And those are areas that we walk with the Lord often. I encourage you, church, to walk with the Lord often. Say, show me, Lord, why did I react this way? Why did I respond this way? And that's how we do the preventative maintenance around the spiritual walls, so that we don't allow the enemy access. Amen. No one can live in ruins. You don't live in ruins. You just survive. You just get by. Without the walls, without the gates, without the towers, there's no life. It's time for us to thrive every day, church. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing is impossible. It's time to examine the walls and ask the Lord to speak with us, to us and through us. I want to go to two portions of scripture and talk about rebuilding the ruins. I want to go to Psalms 147, verse 12 through 14. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. That's us. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. We are to praise the Lord. The bars of the gates be strengthened tonight in Jesus' name. What holds up the gate? The bars. So I speak a strengthening tonight. The Lord blesses the people within our borders. He grants peace within your borders. Just declare that right now. There is peace within my borders. There is peace within my borders. Peace in every area. I believe that there's chaos that's been trying to come against homes and minds and thoughts. And what's the opposite to me of chaos is peace. So we speak peace in Jesus' name and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. This is prosperity in whatever area. The Bible says we can prosper body, soul, and spirit. Again, if there is an area in your life that you are not feeling that you are prosperous in, and I'm not talking just about finances. I'm talking about health, relationships, your marriage, with your children. Is it a healthy? Is it thriving? If not, that's the area tonight. If you're suffering with a loss, allow the Lord to fill you with contentment. Contentment. Not restlessness. So many times when we've had a loss, we start to get restless. Content in Jesus. Content in the Word. Contentment in His presence. I speak that out tonight. Where there's been a loss, I speak a contentment in Jesus' name. One commentary when I was reading this in Psalms 147 referred to the walls of Nehemiah. Peace within our borders. Peace here means ease, health, peacefully, perfect peace, prosperity, safe, secure, well-being. That's what peace here within our borders means. Let's take peace tonight and give back anything that's not aligning with this. Let's say, Lord, take this. I want your peace. I want your well-being. I want to feel safe and secure in you. The next portion of scripture I want to go to is Isaiah 60, verse 17. This is where an exchange is going to take place. As we read these scripture verses. Where there's been hopelessness, hope's going to come. Sadness, sorrow, comfort's going to come. Where there's been shame, there's going to be an honor placed on you that only God can do. He beautifies us. He crowns us. Amen. Where there's been brokenness, you're going to walk whole. An exchange taking place. Isaiah 60, verse 17 and 18. Instead of bronze, I will bring you gold. And silver in place of iron. We're exchanging. The bronze was the weaker. The gold is strong. And silver in place of honor. Silver coming where there was iron. Instead of wood, I'll bring you bronze. Here's the exchange taking place. We're getting strong, church. The rebuilding process taking place. And iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor and well-being your ruler. Peace governs our lives. Well-being is our ruler. Verse 18, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction in your borders. No more. We can make a decision, church, that there's no more destruction coming to us because we're closing up the gaps where the enemy feels he can come in and out. You will call your wall salvation and your gate praise. When we look at the book of Nehemiah, the walls were named. The gates were named. Why? Because right there in those places, it identified what was taking place there. So let's call the gates of our life praise. Let's call our walls wholeness. Let's call them safety. Let's call the chaos peace now. Let's call the brokenness whole. We're talking about the walls and the gates of our lives. Amen. Where there was addiction, we call freedom in place in Jesus' name. Where there was fear and worry and anxiety, we call peace and confidence and assurance in Jesus Christ. Amen. We can call our walls. We can call our gates. It says right here, let's call our wall salvation and our gates praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to just ask the worship team to start playing. I'm going to invite us tonight to come to the altar or take a quiet moment right where you are. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said there was three different areas tonight. Some of those that we mentioned, areas that are broken, devastated, ruined. The Lord wants to take the areas of devastation and bring renewal. No more rubble. No more looking at the after effects of a war. It's time to clean it up. Clean it up completely. No more residue. No more residue and aftermath. We can clean it up as if it never was there, where it were stronger in Jesus. Those areas in our emotions that might feel weak. Maybe areas, you know, we talked about Nehemiah having such integrity that he had favor with the king. Maybe it's those areas of self-control or pride or anger that the Lord's dealing with you tonight. Or maybe it is for someone else. We talked about the compassion of bringing someone else to the altar and someone else to prayer and praying through for someone else. Now, this is not a message where you're like, let me pray for them and not deal with myself. Right? We've all done that. Oh, this was really for, I'm going to take her into the prayer room today. That's not what this is. This is, let's strengthen ourselves in the Lord so that we can carry. You know, the Bible says what you've been comforted with, then you comfort someone else with. Let's get ourselves strong and allow the Lord to rebuild and to take us from that ruin and that desolation to a place of renewal and restoration tonight in his presence. Amen. So the altars are open. We're going to take time in God's presence and just allow him to minister to our souls tonight. Amen.
Come as a stream in the desert. Come as new sight to the blind. Lord, a strength in my weakness. Heal me, so body and mind. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Spirit, I pray. Come, hear your strength and your power. Come, hear your special way. Come, as a the desert. Come as new sight to the blind. Come, Lord, strengthen my weakness. Heal me so God, Holy Spirit, I need. Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Oh, come in your own special way. Come as a stream in my desert. Side to the right. Oh, come, Lord, strengthen my weakness. Oh, heal me, so body and mind. Come, Holy Spirit.
Power of your presence, Lord, for what your anointing accomplished tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that we can apply the blood of Jesus now over every doorpost of our lives and declare that there has been rebuilding, it has taken place, renewing has come, repair, restoration in the name of Jesus. That those areas that may have been weakened are now strengthened in you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for life and life more abundantly in every area, in each one, accomplished tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen.